It took just over 2 weeks after the August 16th special election for Mary Peltola to be certified as Alaska's newest representative in Congress. During those 2 weeks, over 26,000 early and absentee votes were counted, and then the ranked choice ballot process cemented Peltola's victory. Tuesday's results could shake out similarly. Early votes cast through the Thursday before Election Day will be counted on election night after 8 p.m., along with some absentee ballots. But it won't be until 2 weeks after the election, on the 23rd, when the final count of regional absentee ballots will commence and ranked choice votes are tabulated. The November 8th ballot looks very similar to August's primary ballot, with four candidates remaining in each statewide race. Republican U.S. Senator Lisa Murkowski is hoping to retake her seat, vying for it alongside Republican Kelly Shabaka, Democrat Patricia Chesbro, and Independent Buzz Kelly. Representative Peltola is competing for a full term against former Republican Governor Sarah Palin, Republican Nick Begich, and Libertarian Chris Bayh. And for Alaska's governor's race, incumbent Republican Governor Mike Dunleavy is running against former Governor Bill Walker, an independent, Democrat Les Guerra, and Republican Charlie Pierce. Two candidates are vying for the House District 2 seat, which is being vacated by Democrat Jonathan Christ Tompkins. The district represents Sitka, Petersburg, and surrounding communities. Either Republican Kenny Carl Scaffelstead of Hoonah or Independent Rebecca Himshute of Sitka will take the seat and be sworn in at the beginning of the next legislative session in January. Sitka Republican Senator Bert Stedman is also on the ballot, running for a fifth term representing southeast communities from Sitka to Ketchikan in Senate District A. He's being challenged by Republican Mike Sheldon of Petersburg, who he handily defeated in the August primary. However, as Alaska's ranked choice voting system allows the top four vote-getters in a primary contest to advance to the general election, regardless of political party, Sheldon will get another chance to unseat the 19-year incumbent from Sitka. In addition to giving the thumbs up or down to superior court judges in each district, voters will also weigh in on whether or not there should be a constitutional convention, a question put out to Alaskans every decade. In Sitka, polls are open at Harrigan Centennial Hall from 7 a.m. to 8 p.m. on November 8th. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Catherine Rose.